You're in the right place. Hello, I'm Dan Harris.
Hi, and I'm Claudia Köstler.
You're over here, over there. Welcome to Over Here, Over There, a global conversation about how we see others and others see us. I'm Dan Harris. I'm going to hand this over to my podcast colleague, Claudia Köstler, senior editor at the Süddeutsche Zeitung in Germany, who will tell us in a moment what's on her mind this week. But first, as a reminder, you can follow us on social media and contact us via our website at overhereoverthere.org. We'd love to hear from you. And please don't forget to subscribe and tell everyone about the podcast. And now, without further ado, over to Claudia.
Hello, and welcome back to Over Here, Over There, this time with one of our shorter rants and monologues, which keep things afloat while we are busy conducting panel and discussions and interviews. Let me dive right in today. Do you know the feeling that you are like a compass in your opinions, but with the needle pointing south? I hope this metaphor makes sense in your language. What I'm trying to express is that you might think you've figured it all out, you know it all, but then realize, nope, quite the opposite is true. The trick, of course, is to allow yourself to be leveled. No, and I can't emphasize this strongly enough, not to be lulled, but in the sense of if the situation changes, if you have several new sources of information, if you reflect, compare, hear new things, then at least I am still prepared to reconsider an opinion. Because I am convinced that an opinion has to be formed. It's not just there to be picked up. Because then you're just being paroted. And what's usually paroted? The loudest, the most prominent voice, the simple phrases, because they might seem to get to a point. But life is not that simple. Nor are opinions. And I know, I am as well lazy as can be. This is all so extremely exhausting, isn't it? But think of it like a bit like PE. You don't necessarily need to train extensively where you're already talented at or good at, but where there is lack of. And yes, that is exhausting. But by the end of the day, you know that you have accomplished something. And it will make you happier, maybe even better, and of course, well-rounded. All right, that sounds quite theoretical, I admit it. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty things. What's happening in Germany at the moment makes me shudder to the core. The results of the last elections, the rise of the right-wingers, supposedly middle-of-the-road politicians adopting and imitating the ductus and semantics of extremists in order to get heard and get votes, the increase in hatred and violence all over, an atmosphere that some people spill out their disgusting soup of hatred without boundaries because they somehow feel suddenly entitled to neglect all civil filters, and all that leading to a division of society that comes with it. Too many people have learned nothing from history, you could say, have either no interest or cognitive capacity to see through such cheap structures, nor the strength or muse to find out more. But, to be honest, I have just become increasingly ashamed of my passport, of my country, of my fellow countrymen. I sometimes walk around hoping that at least not for a while I won't be held immediately liable for what's happening, just to give me a break. Now, sometimes I think I know what some US citizens might have gone through when Trump was president, and had little labels put on their passports or wherever, not my president. Anyways, I am. And that's a good thing, actually. Not alone in observing all this. And that's why so many people in Germany have just taken to the streets. All those pictures of protest, thousands of people should have made me happy, right? Wrong. And here we are at the needle point of my compass. My very gloomy, often overcritical, skeptical, sometimes even fatalist part of my brain immediately countered. No matter how many people take to the streets, will it make a single person that has already voted for the AfD or is spreading hatred think twice? So, is it all for nothing? Maybe it's even a hindrance. Maybe it will drive even more people into the arms of extremists. My brain kept dragging me down further. Might that maybe even be considered a vanity show? Look at me. I am protesting. I am washing my hands of it. But yes, okay, sometimes I just overthink things. I am so lucky. I'm lucky enough to just be based outside of Germany right now, in the UK to be precise, from where I can observe what's going on in the world and what's going on in my home country, of course. And sometimes I can just go out and meet people who live in a different culture, who speak a different language, and who have an outside perspective of things, where I am normally sitting right in the center. So, I just recently was at my favorite place in the heart of London, a bustling hub of food, drinks, music, culture, people of all ages, and a couple sits down at my table and a little conversation begins, a small talk. As it's so often the case, the first step is to check out what's nearby, the food, the drinks, and then you gradually ask and learn a bit more. The couple was curious, asked me if I'm there often, the exchange flowed, I learned that they are from Scotland, but here to see a play. Little by little, it became a bit more political. They asked me if I knew this and that article, journalist, podcast. And then came the shot in the bullseye, where I am originally from. Oh dear, that will surely prompt questions about the recent elections, the shift to the right, and the demonstrations. My hypersensitive brain and heart were already getting paced. But then came a sentence that catapulted my brain in a new direction. Those many, many people on the street, that was an impressive sight. Suddenly, I realized that it's not just about the internal impact of protest. It's not necessarily about convincing anyone prone to vote the AfD to rethink. We will need other rooms and means to do so. It is about sending a message out to the world. Whatever the recent elections said, whatever the forecasts may say, is only one side of the truth, admittedly the bitter one. But the other side is that many other people do not accept this. It's there. They are sending out a signal. They want an open, inclusive, lovable world. In my home country, it might seem like a voice in the wilderness, but we are more than just a country. We are part of the world. And it is wonderful that we are sending out this signal. We all have so much in common, simply because we are human beings. And where we differ is usually what makes for the most interesting conversations, exchanges, and stories. Yes, it takes a bit of effort, but to be honest, what doesn't? And yes, change can be scary, but it happens anyway. And if you are open, it can sometimes be surprisingly positive. By simply daring to reach out, to go out, to allow new things to happen. It might rock your world, but it will enrich your life. And who wouldn't want to have that?
Thanks, Claudia. Thanks to you out there for listening. If you have feedback on today's or previous episodes, please let us know on social media and our website, overhereoverthere.org, where you can also find our Patreon page. Please don't forget to subscribe and tell good people like yourselves about the podcast. Until next time, thanks for listening to Over Here, Over There.